Welcome to the Marcia Miyake Show, where our mission is to share thought-provoking ideas, practical tools, and tangible strategies to uplevel your life, business, and relationships. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, leadership and emotional intelligence consultant, executive coach, and conscious mama of two. Through solo episodes and interviews with experts in the medical, research, business, and spiritual fields, this show helps you to shift from the illusion that success in one area of your life means failure in another, to the understanding that you truly get to have it all. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode, my loves, and welcome to the new show, The Marcia Miyake Show. I'm super excited about the name change of our podcast, and we never really discussed why we changed it, but I suppose it was just for brand cohesion. I mean, the name, The Hustler's Guide to Flow, was really in alignment at the time when we created it. There was a lot I wanted to say on that because I was coming from corporate where there was a lot of hustle culture, and so the element of flow was like a newer thing, and that was something that I was coaching my one-on-one executive clients with, is finding that harmony between their work and their personal life. And notice that I said harmony and not balance, because I think balance is a bunch of BS. Balance like indicates that it's even on both sides, right? If you think of like a seesaw, it's equal weighted, and that's not true. There's going to be times where you do choose your business over your relationships for certain situations, and there's going to be times where you prioritize your family over your business, etc. So I came from, you know, an industry where it was, you have to work super hard. And my clients at the time weren't seeing the benefit in the flow, in the relaxing, in the resting, in all of the, you know, parasympathetic nervous system activating activities. And so at the time it was super in alignment. But then now that our business has grown and we are very much committed to supporting women as one portion of our business, it just seemed like a good decision to either call it Empowering Women for Success or Empowering Women, or just use my name, because we just wanted to have a cohesion. So that's just a little backstory as to why we did that. And I guess for you, if you're a business owner, you know, it is recommended that you, because your face is the brand, right? So if we did Miyake Consulting podcast, it wouldn't be as personal as using my name, since I'm the host, etc. So that's just the backstory to that. But I actually wanted to talk a little bit of how we don't understand what hustle is, and how sometimes we even confuse hustle and flow. Okay, so hustle, when we talk about hustle, for me anyway, it's like you're grinding, right? You're like not sleeping. It's that whole like sleep when you're dead thing. But the energy of it is like it's hard and it's efforted, right? Whereas flow is like easy and relaxing. So I want to start the conversation by saying there is no right or wrong, right? Like hustle isn't superior to flow. Although we did see that before, you know, like several years ago, it was like hustle culture. We've moved away from that, thank goodness. And now we have a lot more of like manifestation stuff, and then also like flow, like, and the actual research around flow state. Right? But I think they're both super, super important. So there is a time, I'm sorry to say this to you, but there is going to be times in your business where you have to hustle. And you have to do the hard thing. And there's going to be times where you have a deadline and you need to sit down and do a project and you just don't want to do it. I've had this with my writing so much. You know, I had a book deadline and I had to write an article and I was leaving it to the freaking 11th hour because I just wasn't feeling it. But at the end, I had to sit my butt down and do it, right? So that's the hustle aspect of it. You need to have that at times. Otherwise, your business is not going to, it's not going to be where you want it to be. But then it's more about how long we're in that state. Now, when we talk about hustle, I would also associate a level of resistance in that. Like, you might not be in the mood to do it, but you do it anyway. So you're pushing through your emotions and you do that work. However, we don't want to be in that state for prolonged periods of time. You just don't want to do that. It's not good for you overall to be in prolonged states of that. So that's where rest comes in. That's where you have to rest. And, you know, there's research around what the optimal, chunks of time are, and I think it's about 90 minutes is the consensus of 90 minutes. You put that timer on and you do your hard work and then you take a rest, because that rest and that refuel actually recharges you so that you can do effective work for your next time block. Without that rest, you got that diminishing law of returns. Where did I say that correctly? Diminishing law of returns. Yes. Where basically your next couple of hours, your performance is gonna not be as high, to the point where it's not gonna be good at all. You know how they say that driving when you're tired is like worse than driving when you're drunk? That's why your brain needs to rest to refuel. So in that regard, we want to have periods of hustle, but then we also need periods of rest. Now let's talk about flow. Flow we associate with ease and you know, like it's relaxing and all of that, but let's not confuse that with being lazy. You know, the manifestation world gets a bad rap for this because some people think it's advocating like you just meditate on it and the thing will come to you and the business will come and the clients. That's a piece of it, but then like a critical part of manifestation is taking inspired action. If you're not taking inspired action, then the universe is taking that as you don't actually want the thing. So we need to understand that there is an element of action in that. And so being in flow state isn't just like sitting on your couch and waiting for the thing to come. That is inaccurate. But where I think the confusion happens, because obviously hustle and flow, just on the surface there, are not similar. But sometimes we think people are hustling when they're actually in what we call flow state, right? I'll give you an example. There's been a couple of people, I know Beyonce has talked about how long she's worked with no rest, no eating, all of that. Dr. Dre is another one. I know 50 Cent as well was another one. So you're looking at these people, you know, they look like hard workers. They're so dedicated. I mean, even Grant Cardone is one as well. Gary Vee, and you see them and they look like they're always working and so we would be like, oh, they're hustling. Yeah, they're hustling. Right. But when you find a block of time where you literally like you lose track of time, you're so in your work, is that really hustling or is that flow state? It's flow state. Flow state is where we literally lose track of time. We are so in our creative mode. We are performing at our highest level. And when you're in that state, you are not hustling. But for someone who doesn't know, and this is the thing, guys, we don't know what that person is thinking and feeling on their inside. We can see how they're presenting on the outside. And you have to understand some of this is branding as well, right? Like hustle hard, like it makes like, especially if it's a guy and they want to be presented as masculine, et cetera. Like it's like, you know, a badge of honor. Like I had to hustle hard for this, but we don't know the level of enjoyment they're having. We don't know their real life experience. So I think sometimes in this world, we confuse someone who is in serious flow state, especially artists and people who are in their creative mode, we see them and we see them work for like 8 hours straight without a break in the middle of the night. And we're like, that person is a hustler. What? But really, that person is in flow state. And that's where we want to be at, right? But to get to flow, sometimes people think like, yeah, it's just either you're in the mood or you're not. No, you need to have the discipline. And this is why I advocate for both, right? This is why I advocate for both. You need to have, you need to be ready to hustle. Like, do you want it or do you don't not want it? And you have to be able to relax and receive, right? Because sometimes you need to sit your butt down when you don't feel like it. Like I've had in the past where I've had to write articles and I'm like, oh my God, I don't feel like doing this. But you sit your butt down and what happens? You write a couple sentences and all of a sudden the inspiration comes and then boom, you're in flow state. And next thing you know, that article is done. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with me today. If you love this episode, please share it with someone. And if you're a longtime listener, it would mean the absolute world to me if you would rate and review this show on iTunes. I love you so much, and I can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. And remember, it's not only possible to have it all, it is your birthright.